DW Africa Link.
The coronavirus pandemic is now firmly entrenched on the African continent with over 150,000 cases. But how did the virus enter the continent? Are wealthy businessmen and politicians traveling to Europe to blame? Or was COVID-19 already on its way? And what of the myth that the coronavirus is actually a rich man's disease? This is a DW Africa Link special podcast on the coronavirus. I'm Kai Nebe. Plenty has been said about the low numbers of COVID-19 across Africa. That was in the initial stages of the pandemic, when Europe was the epicenter. 3 months on, COVID-19 is now ravaging the Americas. But in West Africa, COVID-19 has made a habit of affecting government officials and elites, as DW's Evelyn Pardee reports from Liberia.
The death of the Drugs Enforcement Agency director 3 weeks ago, along with positive tests among senior government officials, has left ordinary people scared. They believe officials aren't following the social distancing laws passed by themselves, and worried Liberians won't be able to stop the coronavirus.
I felt so bad hearing the news that government officials are coming down with the virus. It's very dangerous for us who are not government officials. They are the ones who pass the law. You can't tell me they are not abiding by it.
In Ghana, DW correspondent Isaac Kaleji found arguments erupting over politicians' right to anonymity.
This is Ghana's Speaker of Parliament ordering compulsory testing of lawmakers and staffers for coronavirus last week. Days after this directive, there are emerging controversies over the test results. Local media outlets reported that 2 MPs and 13 staffers tested positive for the virus.
To conceal this, for me, is an abominable offense, because it is not in the national interest to do that.
But in terms of numbers, South Africa has been the worst hit country by a long chalk, with over 35,000 cases, and that figure is climbing. Initially, the coronavirus was popularly seen in South African society as a disease for rich and white people. Tuso Kamalo is our man in Johannesburg and finds out whether this view has at all changed.
When the first case of the coronavirus was announced on the 5th of March, there was panic and anxiety amongst many South Africans. But the panic quickly diminished with the black community after myths of the pandemic started coming into play. One such myth was that it is the disease of the Chinese. However, after a South African was infected, another myth came up to say it's a disease for the rich people with the money to travel to Europe. Dr. Sue Goldstein, a public health specialist, explains how this myth originated.
The origin of the myth is that the introduction of coronavirus into South Africa was through people returning from trips overseas, mainly from Europe, Italy, Germany, France, England, and the US. And for those trips to be made, people had to be wealthy. So it looked as if the virus could only spread within the wealthy community.
But South African national Zwelibanzi Mhlongo is one of those South Africans still adamant that it remains the disease of the rich.
It started there. Many people with money and people that are rich spread into Africa through mainly South Africa, because it's a country that is doing business and there is got people that have money.
However, Nomazulu Moyo disagrees.
It was not about the rich people going overseas and coming back with the virus. As South Africans, we export and import a lot of goods from overseas. So I think it was going to come anyway.
3 months down the line, South Africa now has more than 35,000 reported COVID-19 infections and over 700 deaths. Goldstein says the new reality has just exposed the myth for what it is.
It is now spreading amongst everybody because viruses obviously don't discriminate by wealth. So the myth is clearly a myth, and people are not yet quite believing it, although this is changing as the disease changes.
The South African government has shown unexpected energy in dismissing such myths and fighting the virus with all it's got. But the new zeal and impetus has also been questioned by those who say, where has been such a committed energy to fight for South Africans when corruption, unemployment and poverty seemed to have taken over? Others believe the virus has been a blessing in disguise because it has forced the government to work from years of indifference to the state of public health in South Africa.
Tuso Kamalo with those voices from Johannesburg. In East Africa, Kenya has counted over 2,000 cases and about 60 deaths. But its effect on locals has become difficult to determine, as the health crisis has been overshadowed by the economic crisis, which has wrecked livelihoods. I spoke to DW's Thelma Mwazaya in Nairobi, who has her finger on the pulse.
It was majorly focused on the groups of people who were flying in from outside the country. You can now see infections happening within the community level, people who were not expected to, who had no travel history at all.
Among Kenyans, do they see this as a rich person's disease?
There are mixed views about the whole scenario, about the whole issue, because some actually don't even believe that corona exists. You know, they imagine that COVID-19 is a disease that is out there, that it's not here. So it's a bit hard for people to actually believe that this disease is as dangerous as everyone says it is.
I mean, Kenya has plenty of other social problems. I mean, there's issues regarding crime, there's issues regarding corruption. Why is it that the government has taken such a strong stance by imposing lockdowns in a response to a pandemic that, you know, is probably not as bad as the other problems in the country?
That's what everyone is wondering, because at this point in time, all the businesses have been closed down. There's some that are slowly coming back to life, but most of the businesses have actually been closed down and people have been at home. So people are worried about, where will I get my daily bread? And yet the government is not looking like they have that in their concern, in their radar. What the government is worried about right now is making sure that the infections do not spread. But unfortunately, people are not seeing that people are actually getting infected.
Do you think that this is a case of government officials basically being more worried for their own skin? Or how would you define this?
People feel it's because the government wanted to get money from the external bodies like the World Bank. Because If it is seen that there's infections and there's a problem, then the countries seem to get help to be able to fight with this pandemic. Or maybe it's because the government doesn't want to look like they're acting on their own, like they're in an island of their own and they're not part of the world and the world problems.
While the coronavirus may have initially been brought into the continent on first-class jets, driven into the suburbs in BMWs and Mercedes-Benzes, and spread around parliaments by politicians and their entourages, the disease is now entrenched in local communities and is spreading. But in countries like South Africa, which has unfathomable economic inequality, it might take time for corona stigma of a rich man's disease to wear off. This was an Africa Link special podcast on the coronavirus. From me, Kai Nebe, and producer Maya Brown, stay safe. Until next time.